Richard, firstly, thanks for taking the time to bring your many fans up to date with your plans for the season ahead. The main talking point is your ride at the Northwest 200 and John Reynolds was Ritz Suzuki. How did that ride come about, Richard?
Well, it was Davey Wood asked me way back in January, February time, would I be interested in riding a factory Ritz Suzuki, and I said, oh, I've been a ball. But that was the last we heard of it there until 2 weeks ago, that Paul Denny phoned me up and says, would I be still interested? And I says, yeah, I think so, I says, but I'll have to have a word with Patsy and see is it okay with him. So that was the last I heard and first time.
Well, Ritz and Suzuki, of course, are a major team, so do you feel any pressure with the task in front of you, the Northwest 200?
No, I don't work on pressure. That's the end of that story. No. I'm just going to go out, ride, enjoy the ride and with the team and do my best, and that's all I can be expected.
This super big, I believe, puts out 205 brake horsepower, which is probably about 20 brake horse more than your own 1,000 bike. How much of a difference is that, and where does that extra grunt really pay off on a circuit like the Northwest?
Well, probably on the big, getting out of onto the big straights, like you'll be able to accelerate that bit more than a normal bike would. Probably heading out of into station to university, into Metropolitan Fargo for use.
Okay, one of the most difficult decisions you probably had to take on this ride at Northwest was to tell Patsy O'Kane about not being able to ride his bike. You know,
yeah.
What was Patsy's reaction over that?
Kind of a wee bit iffy and upset or whatever, because like, he spent a lot of money on the bike that we already have, and like, we didn't think this deal was coming off, and that's why he sort of like Patsy come back on board to help me out. But then this factory thing just come up 2 weeks ago, and like, if we'd have known then and now, well, it might have been a different scenario.
And I believe that Stephen Thompson is going to ride PJ's bike at the Northwest. No, Stephen's a good friend of yours, no, so you have no problems with that, I take it?
No. Me and Stevie get on the best, like, and he's a good steady rider, so it'll be a good outing for him.
You had a third place at the 2002 Northwest 200 behind the end of us and Adrian Archibald. Adrian, of course, is going to be a real tough nut again to crack at the Northwest with Haas bikes. Other than that, who else do you think will be the main men to stay in front of?
Oh, Megan Runner without a doubt, because like, he knows the Northwest really well, and the Hondas are up there with the Suzuki's basically, but we'll put it up to you.
Moving away from the Northwest, and you were looking ahead to the remainder of the season. You know, what would be your main objectives this year?
A podium maybe in the Formula One or senior race on the big bike. I would really like a podium on that there.
And how important is a TT to you?
TT is very important because from like a way of getting help from manufacturers and sponsors for the following year, you know, it's good. You know, you get a good result well, and they'll say, oh, okay, you get plenty of coverage, so it pays off in the long run for helping you to get bikes kitted out for the following year.
Okay, Richard, finally, before you move out onto the circuit for the first road race of the year, the Cookstown 100, you have many, many fans out there who wish you every success in everything that you do. Have you anything that you would like to say to them?
I'd like to thank them for all their support, emails or whatever onto the website, and I'll try and keep it on the black and out of the green.
Richard, thank you.
Thank you very much.